News on Demand brought to you by Heck Chevrolet and Rock Bottom Tire. I'm Todd Stapleton with News Center, taking a look at weather. Well, after a bit of a warm-up during the day today, I'm going to get cold tonight. We'll see temperatures with a low of 18 tonight, winds out of the north. We'll gust 20 miles per hour tonight. Saturday, and not much of a warm-up either. We'll see just a high of 31 on Saturday. Sunday, we will get into the 50s, and then Monday and Tuesday into the 50s as well. Annual Lincoln birthday celebration will be held at the Vandalia State House Saturday afternoon, with this year having some extra to add to the event. This year's Lincoln birthday celebration, also the kickoff event for Vandalia's America's 250th celebration. The event will be from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday at the Vandalia State House. Fritz Klein will be there as Abraham Lincoln. There'll be a program, also photograph and autograph opportunities. There will also be birthday cake and cookies, and the Vandalia High School Band will be on hand for the event. City of Vandalia Streets Committee took a look at an ordinance and discussed options on various vehicles that are showing up on roadways these days, but they ultimately decided to hold off for now and to let the Vandalia Police Department handle the matter. A few years back, City of Vandalia approved for golf carts and side-by-sides to be allowed on city roadways. That process has seemed to have gone without any major issues of any kind, but since that time, a lot of different vehicles seemingly have shown up on the roadways, such as e-bikes, somewhat homemade motorized bicycles, scooters, and others. Streets Committee started to look at an ordinance that had been drawn up by City Attorney Ryan Connor, but before they got too deep in the conversation, Vandalia Police Chief Jeff Ray asked for a clarification on the issue of stand-up scooters.
One of my questions is, right now, state law prohibits scooters. Period. Stand-up scooters, okay? We're all on the same page with stand-up scooters. State law prohibits it unless you guys say it's okay.
See,
we haven't said it's okay.
Correct.
No.
So I'd like some clarification on where you guys want to go with
that. Gotcha.
So the new law is e-bikes are allowed?
Yes.
But not
scooters.
So if the state says you can't have a scooter, then we go that way.
That's what I would like clarification on that.
That's what I'm thinking, Steve. Why should we pass something the state says no?
If the state's already passed it, why do we need to?
Just say no.
Ryan, Chief, you there? That you agree with that?
Scooters?
Yes. The state law prohibits it unless the city allows it.
That's correct. Scooters are something that we would have to specifically allow, and I don't believe our code does.
Right.
After further discussion, the committee decided to hold off on any ordinance approved at this time and allow Chief Ray and the Vandalia PD to handle the situation more on a case-by-case basis. Meanwhile, the Vandalia Police Department began to clarify, giving a friendly reminder on social media. On a post on Thursday, the Vandalia PD says electric scooters not permitted to be operated on city streets or sidewalks. This rule in place to help keep pedestrians, drivers, and riders safe. E-bikes and motorized bikes allowed on the streets, but they must follow all rules of the road just like any other vehicle. That includes obeying traffic laws, riding where prohibited, meeting muffler and equipment requirements, and they must help reduce noise concerns and to keep everyone safe while sharing the roadway. Early voting for the March 17th primary election scheduled to begin and is underway in most Illinois counties. Illinois has a 40-day early voting period. State Board of Elections Public Information Officer Matt Dietrich says there are many objections to candidates who filed last October.
We still have a couple of candidates who are still in court trying to get back onto the ballot. But for the most part, those have been resolved.
Pike County Clerk and Recorder Natalie Roseberry says it is challenging to have a court cases pending when ballots have already been printed.
We do our printing in-house, and you know, we are at a position where we might have to terminate those ballots. So these last-minute decisions really do make an impact on election officials.
Voting hours and locations can be found at the Illinois State Board of Elections website. Well, concerns over data privacy and third-party involvement are emerging in Illinois lawmakers pushing a bill to expand voter registration in high schools, according to Moms for Liberty Lake County Chair Marcia McClary. McClary said her concerns center on whether organizations involved in administering voter registration in schools would truly remain nonpartisan. McClary pointed to groups such as the League of Women Voters, which are often described as nonpartisan but are widely viewed as left-leaning, raising questions about whether subtle political messaging or influence could accompany the registration process.
With the schools not having this set up, that means a third party will probably have to do it. And that's where my concern is the highest, and I think a lot of parents would be.
McClary questioned the timing and motivation behind the proposal.
If you read it, they want to get this pushed through immediately, pretty much. And my guess is because it's for the midterm elections. That's just my guess.
In a social media post, bill sponsor Representative Kim DeBooklet said that HB 4339 of civil rights leader Jesse Jackson Jr.'s legacy by requiring Illinois high schools to offer voluntary, nonpartisan, student-centered voter registration without telling students who to vote for or what to vote for. Illinois Department of Public Health is adopting the 2026 child immunization schedule recently issued by the Illinois Academy of Pediatrics. Officials say the endorsement aims to provide clarity and consistency to Illinois residents and healthcare providers. The AAP's latest immunization schedule continues to universally recommend important childhood vaccines that are supported by scientific evidence and were previously recommended by the CDC. News on Demand has been brought to you by Rock Bottom Tire and Heck Chevrolet.